And it's time now for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Plachetka in studio. How are we doing today?
Really good. How about you, Mike?
Doing good, too, as we've got love on the mind on today's show, right?
We do. Valentine's Day is coming, and I like to give our listeners a reminder that you don't want to forget that particular day. That's important to our culture that we pay attention to the ones we love.
Yeah, so it's kind of that celebration on the 14th, as you mentioned, of love and romance and all that fun stuff. So what do we want to focus on with the show today?
Well, I think we need to take a look at what are the ways that keeps love alive. Because, you know, it's really good on Valentine's Day to give flowers and candy and little gifts or whatever types of things that you and your special people want. But long-lasting relationships take some steps, and I think it's kind of important to review that. And I got this information from a very interesting post. It said, excellent marriage advice from a recently divorced man.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you the topics, and then we can talk about it a little bit.
Sure.
This man suggested that, looking back, one thing he would do is date more, protect his heart, fall in love regularly, notice the positives, be accountable for his own emotions, and allow his partner to be accountable for hers, and to have fun. So things that we really need to do to make our committed relationships long-lasting.
You know, so he's looking back on maybe things he didn't do or things that just weren't happening in his relationship, and maybe he's able to find that in whatever his next one may be. So you started out with dating. Just kind of doing things together that you both enjoy, basically?
Right, because, you know, so often we fall into, this is what a husband or a wife or a partner does, this is what a mother does, and we forget that this is actually a person that we picked and have chosen to spend time together with and really want to do things that emphasize that part.
I think that happens a lot when you have kids. Your attitude and your focus shifts, and rightly so, to the kids, and you just don't set enough time aside for, you know, husband and wife things to go out and have fun.
Go have a cup of coffee or go to a movie and get a sitter.
Protecting your heart. Well, what's that one?
Well, you know, sometimes we are too much an open book to everyone. There are special things about us that drew us to our partners, and we really need to focus on keeping that sacred between the two of us. You know, it's one thing for everyone to know that you like the color blue or chocolate, but some of those more personal things should be for your partner. And anything that distracts you from that should be removed or distanced.
Okay. He also mentions falling in love regularly.
Right. Right. I think I might have mentioned before, I have a friend who said he's been married 8 times all to the same woman. Because what happens is, as we grow, obviously, as we age, we change. And we certainly want to. Nobody wants to be 25 forever or 45 forever. So we want to make sure that we notice that there are changes and move with each other. We want to celebrate that and still feel that connection that we once had that we started with.
All right. And then noticing the positives. This is a big one because, especially when you're in a relationship longer and longer, some of the little things, the negatives pop up that kind of rub you the wrong way and agitate you, I guess, but positive things, got to focus on that.
Well, exactly. You know, we all have things that we do that are can be irritating to others. And if we just focus on that, pretty soon that's all we see. It becomes an anthill if somebody doesn't always wipe their shoes. That's just kind of a minor problem, but that becomes a mountain. If that's what we focus on. So if we look at the positives, the things that we appreciate, that we express gratitude for those things get bigger, and we can keep that love alive.
Being accountable for your own reactions and emotions.
Well, here's the funny thing. You know, most people say, you make me so mad, or, you know, it's your fault. And in reality, how we respond to a situation really is our responsibility. It allows us to be independent and adults, and so we want to pay attention to what's going on. If we're unhappy, we need to work to change the situation or communicate the changes that we would like, but we can't expect someone else to take care of our happiness.
And allow your loved one to be in the same situation there.
Exactly. You know, if he or she is having a bad day or responds emotionally, you have to think, okay, that's really telling me about that person, and so something's going on with them. give them a little space, and then go back and find out. But don't get all defensive and take it on like it's your responsibility.
And probably the most important one of all, have fun.
Good grief. Life is short, you know? Laugh, joke, see the silly things, and have a good time.
And I, as always, you always include some good resources for folks if they want to find out some more things. On your website, there's some handy books that can help out here.
Absolutely. Most of them have to do with mindful relationships and extending our love.
Wonderful. That is all the time we have for today, as we will remind folks that that website is easy to find online at safeharboril.com. Remember to submit your questions on that site, too. Maybe we'll get one of yours answered on an upcoming show. Tune in next Monday morning for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks.